CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 23rd of August 2026. Here are the main news headlines. View the action-packed RSGB convention programme. Find out more about Experimenters' Corner at Hamfest. The RSGB continues to support young radio amateurs. The RSGB has released the full draft programme for its convention, which takes place between the 9th and 11th of October at Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The programme includes details of the inspiring lectures that have been lined up for your enjoyment. They've been organised into three engaging streams: Learn, Connect and Inspire. You'll also find three newly announced speakers. John Carter, N6YU, will be talking about The Spec is the New Schematic, Reproducible Station Software with Spec-Driven Development, whilst Paul Marks, G8FVK, will explain a modular approach to construction. Dr. Tom Cheatham from Bletchley Park will give a fascinating historical presentation called The Fox Shall Not Escape, the RSGB and Signals Interception During World War II. The Society has also announced that it has extended its early bird pricing until 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 1st of September. That means you can snap up your weekend ticket for only £49, which gives you access not only to the programme but also to AMSAT UK Colloquium, special interest groups, a great social scene, and much more. View the programme and secure your ticket by going to rsgb.org/convention. Do you enjoy amateur radio construction, or perhaps you enjoy trying out new and emerging technology? Each month, RSGB Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, writes a column called Experimenters' Corner for Radcom, which focuses on a new aspect of experimenting within amateur radio. He's also been given a brief instruction to each column in a monthly reel shared on the Society's social media channel. Mark covers topics ranging from homebrew construction techniques and 3D printing to software development and cost-saving tips. You can speak to Mark and talk about his column at this year's Hamfest at the Newark Showground on the 25th and 26th of September. He'll be in the RSGB Village with a selection of interactive displays which you won't want to miss. You can find out more on Experimenters' Corner by going to rsgb.org/experimenters-corner. The Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp 2026 took place in Vagrain, I think that is in Austria, earlier this month. If you missed out on the daily updates sent by the team of young radio amateurs who represented the RSGB, go to rsgb.org/yota-camp. The daily blogs, photos and some fantastic sketches will remain on the Society's website to view in your own time. If you're a young radio amateur looking to meet like-minded people, have you seen the youth activities being offered this year at the RSGB convention? There'll be a wide range of youth-specific activities to inspire you, including an update from the YOTA team. Go to rsgb.org/convention-youth to find out more. You can also get involved with the youth activities in December by taking part in YOTA Month. The RSGB will once again be taking part in this special IARU initiative, which encourages young amateur radio operators to get on the air, make contacts around the world and promote the hobby amongst young people. Keep an eye out for announcements on how to get involved by going to RSGB, rsgb.org/yota-month. In the USA, the FCC has released a further proposal for new commercial satellite allocations that overlap existing amateur spectrum. This time, the 900 MHz, 2.4 gigs and 5.7 gigs bands are the topic. The ARRL has already made an initial response, and the unwelcome FCC authorization of 70 SEMs last year for telemetry for 248 satellite constellation. For more information on satellite changes, visit tinyurl.com/RSGBSF figures 2026. This year's British Inland Waterways on the Air event it will run from Saturday the 29th and of August until Monday the 31st of August. The event is open to radio amateurs who use canals, towpath, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, nharg.org.uk, and follow the BIWOTA, that's BIWOTA, figures 2026 link. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events, Sunday the 30th of August, Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. Doors open to the public from 9 a.m. Entrance is £3, parking free. For more information, visit mkars.org.uk/mkrally. Also, Sunday the 30th, Torbay Amateur Radio Society's annual rally takes place at the Courtenay Centre, King Stainton Road, Newton Abbey, TQ12 2QA. This new venue is a town centre site and is adjacent to a large car park. Entry fee is £3. Visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. More details at torbayars.org. Monday the 31st, Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane in Ramsey, Cambridgeshire. Doors open to traders from 7 a.m, visitors from 9. Hot and cold refreshments available on site. More information, visit at Haas Rally, that's H-A-R-S Rally, figures 2026 at hotmail.com. Special event news, German DX Foundation is using special call sign DQ30GDXF until December, celebrating the 30th anniversary. QSL Varro QRS Logbook of the World contacts made between the 1st of July and the 30th of September count towards an award. More information, visit tinyurl.com/DQ30GDXF. Celebrating its 15th anniversary, members of the Croatian Flora and Fauna Amateur Radio Club are active as 9A44FF and 9A44FF Portable until December. More information on awards that are available for working the station, visit qrz.com. DX News, Rafael SQ4 Oscar is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the Henryk Arktowski station on King George Island, South Shetland Islands, that's AN010. In his spare time, he operates as HF0PAS on the HF bands using CW and SSB, and on the 6-metre band using FT8. Tom VK2TBC is active as VK0TBC from Casey Island, Antarctica, until December. Look out for him using FT8 and SSB on the HF bands. More information, qrz.com. Contest news today, Sunday the 23rd of August, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 6 and 3 centimetre band. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday the 25th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Worldwide DigiX contest starts at 1200 UTC. Saturday the 29th ends 1200 UTC. Sunday the 30th of August. FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your 4 character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0 KYA, G3 YLA, and G4 BAO. They write, last week was characterised by geomagnetic disturbances due to high-speed solar wind streams from coronal holes and a slightly increasing solar flux index. KP index hit 5 on the 18th and 19th of August, reducing maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, and generally being detrimental to HF. We also had more than 50 C-class solar flares and one M-class event this past week, so nothing too severe. It was coronal holes that did the damage, with the two large areas on the sun. A coronal hole is an area of the sun with open magnetic field lines that allow solar plasma to escape. HF conditions were relatively poor during the International Lighthouse and Lightship weekend on Sunday the 16th, with little DX and heavy QSB or fading. The MUF struggled to get to 21 MHz, and most activity was on the 40 and 20 metre bands. Some transatlantic signals were logged, but they were weak and watery. That didn't stop people enjoying the event, though. DX to be worked this week includes 3B8/SQ9UM from Mauritius, RI8KR from Asiatic Russia, RI1FJL operating from France Joseph Land, V47JA on St Kitts, V51WH and V55Y active in Namibia. Good news this week as PropQuest is back online showing new near real-time MUFs over various distances. Jim G3YLA says this is a temporary fix pending further work. NOAA predicts that we shall see a solar flux index around 100 to 120 this week, with relatively poor geomagnetic conditions forecast for today, the 23rd. The KP index is predicted to be around 2 during the coming week. At the time of writing, there are no coronal holes threatening HF propagation, but keep an eye on solarham.com for updates. We're still analysing the eclipse experiment data, but a video of the 80-metre WSPR contest has been produced and can be found at tinyurl.com/figures80MWSPR. Now for VHF and up, the return of unsettled weather last week pauses over this weekend, ending today the 23rd as new high moves across the country from the Atlantic. This gives a good chance for some tropo, and if the land temperatures pick up again and drift onshore, it could produce some good conditions across sea paths like the North and Irish Seas. Before midweek, probably during Tuesday, low pressure will return and push a frontal system across the country, followed by further fronts and showery periods for the rest of the week. This could be very good for rain scatter on the gigahertz band, especially if the showers turn thundery. Meteor scatter will be largely random activity for most of the coming week. We will also see the end of the Delta Aquarids today, the 23rd, and the final trailing off of the Perseids, which end tomorrow, the 24th. So solar conditions are worth monitoring after recent activity. Saw the KP index reach 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday last week. Ideally, we require something a little higher to start considering auroral propagation from the southern UK. Sporadic heat can last into the first week of September, but tends to become harder to find and shorter in duration. There is no reason to stop checking, though. Any time from mid-morning to late afternoon should cover it. For EME operators, the moon was at apogee at minimum declination yesterday, the 22nd, with minimum peak elevation and maximum path losses. It's a good excuse to check out the mechanics of your antenna. 144 megs sky noise is very high today, the 23rd, falling back to low as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week.